T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sunwave Gas and Power Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network, as the Mets beat the Indians 9-2 tonight. It's going well for the Mets, especially here at Citi Field, especially here in the second half. The Mets are 25-10 coming out of the All-Star break. That's the best record in baseball. They beat a Cleveland team that's been going pretty good, too. The Indians with the most wins in the major leagues since June 4th, as the Mets were able to get up on Shane Bieber, and they got some help too. Cleveland's defense was suboptimal tonight. The Mets beat up an Indians bullpen that's largely been pretty good this year. Cleveland has had the best bullpen ERA in the American League, and yet tonight Indians relievers were put up for 5 runs in this game as the Mets stormed away late on their way to this 9-2 victory. And the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. It was actually Cleveland that scored first in this game, although Steven Matz retired the first 5 consecutive hitters that he faced, a couple of them with strikeouts. Matz would leave one up in the zone to a pretty good hitter, second baseman Jason Kipnis.
3-1 pitch lifted in the air to right. That's pretty deep. Conforto back. This ball's going to go. Long gone. Home run for Jason Kipnis. He hit it into the second deck, the Coca-Cola corner in right field. He stayed back just long enough on a changeup and launched it. And so for Kipnis, his 13th home run of the year, and the Indians have a 1-0 lead.
Just the second home run off a left-handed pitcher for the left-handed batting Kipnis this year, as the Indians got out on top 1-0, trying to give a lead to their All-Star starter. Shane Bieber was the All-Star Game MVP this year. Bieber has been better on the road than he has been even at home this year. Pretty good pitcher, over 200 strikeouts now for the year. Got his 200 first on Michael Conforto to start the second. Bieber gave up a base hit to the first batter he faced tonight. Ahmed Rosario singled, but was thrown out at second, trying to stretch it into a double by Greg Allen. With one out in the second inning, Wilson Ramos would get a base hit, extending his major league leading hitting streak to 14 games, as that is the longest hitting streak by a Met since David Wright had a 15-game hitting streak in 2012. After Ramos, J.D. Davis, who has been spectacular, especially here at Citi Field this year. Mets were a bit concerned about Davis after he injured his calf over the weekend in Kansas City, but showed no ill effects tonight, especially when he stood in against Bieber in the second inning.
The 0-1 lifted in the air to straightaway center and deep. Allen going back, and there she goes. Home run, J.D. Davis, dead central. Into the batter's eye to the right of the home run apple. J.D. Davis continues to crush the ball here at home. A 2-run homer scoring Ramos in front of him. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1.
J.D. Davis batting .390 in this ballpark, 48 home games, and he has absolutely lit up opposing pitching here at Citi Field. He's reached base safely in his last 20 home starts, batting .405 in that span, and J.D. Davis with his 15th home run, giving the Mets a 2-1 lead. Steven Matz would allow a run in the top of the fourth, although it was an unearned run. Yasiel Puig reached on a Todd Frazier error, and then back-to-back base hits from Jose Ramirez and Jason Kipnis would get Cleveland back on the board. Here's Kipnis, first pitch. Ground ball up the middle to his right, diving, panic, couldn't get it, base hit. Puig around 30, heads home. Lagares throws to the plate. It's a good throw, but not in time. Puig dives across the plate safely. Matz backs up the throw that trickled away from Ramos. As Cleveland ties the game, Kipnis has had both RBIs, and it's 2-2 here in the fourth. Now, Steven Matz couldn't figure out Jason Kipnis tonight, who's hit 333 in interleague games this year, and the Indians able to tie the game. And at that point, Cleveland had two on with nobody out, but Roberto Perez flied out. Greg Hallen hit into a fielder's choice, and then Shane Bieber, the pitcher, struck out, as Matz was able to get out of that inning and then did not allow another base runner until the seventh. In fact, after that RBI single from Kipnis, Matz retired 10 consecutive hitters, and by doing so, he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. He also allowed the Mets some time to try to get after Shane Bieber, who retired 8 in a row, make that 9 in a row, until Joe Panik hit a floating fly ball to left in shallow left field. It was Oscar Mercado calling for it, called off Francisco Lindor, who cleared the area. Then Mercado dropped the ball, allowed Panik to get all the way to second, and the Mets had the door open. Even though Pete Alonso struck out with two outs, Michael Conforto with an extra at-bat, and the Mets took advantage.
Here's the 1-2 to Conforto. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Puig's going to just watch it go. And it is gone right to the front of the Shea Bridge. A two-run homer for Michael Conforto, number 27 on the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-2. And did he ever launch that one?
27th home run for Michael Conforto. Hit a career-high 28 last year. He's one behind Carlos Delgado for 13th in Mets history with 103 career home runs. And that one tonight is the chock full of nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets brought to you by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee, since 1932. As the Mets were able to take the lead on that Conforto blast, up 4-2 at that point, and then the Mets would really blow the doors open in the bottom of the seventh as Shane Bieber came out after six innings. It was the top of the seventh when he was lifted for a pinch hitter. Franmil Reyes drew a walk against Steven Matz. That was after an infield single by Greg Allen, which took Matz out of the game. And then Justin Wilson entered, struck out both batters that he faced. Wilson giving the Mets a big lift, punching out both Francisco Lindor and Oscar Mercado. But from there, the Mets offense woke up. Todd Frazier led off the bottom of the seventh with a base hit against Adam Simber. Juan Lagares walked. Rajay Davis trying to bunt, forced an out at third. The Mets still had good speed on the bases, and Ahmed Rosario was able to send Lagares to the plate. No balls and a strike. Simber from the belt, his pitch. Rosario lines it up the middle, base hit, left center field. Lagares around third, he heads home. Rajay Davis takes off for third. He makes it standing up. Lagares scores, and Ahmed Rosario with an RBI single. Some insurance for the Mets. It's 5-2 here in the seventh. Plenty more insurance runs would follow. The insurance run of the game presented by Hiram Cohen & Son, celebrating 100 years and four generations of insurance excellence. Visit HiramCohen.com. And Ahmed Rosario continues to really spike as far as his offense is concerned, batting .390 in the month of August, 16 for his last 28. He had two hits tonight, including that run batted in. Following Rosario was Joe Panik, and even though the new pitcher, Hunter Wood, got two strikes on Panik, he's tough to put away, and with an open hole on the left side of the infield, Panik would find some room to knock in another run. 2-2 pitch. Panik rounds left side, base hit. Through the open hole, it scores Rajay Davis. Advancing to second, Rosario, as Joe Panik slaps one the other way. And the Mets have taken a 6-2 lead here in the seventh inning. Joe Panik with the run batted in, and still two more out there for Pete Alonso. Just one away from tying the Mets' all-time single-season home run record. He torched one down the left field line that ended up hooking foul. That put him in an 0-2 hole, but Alonso didn't mind that, facing Hunter Wood with two men on. Two on, one out, two strikes. Pitch to Alonso. Hit in the air, left center field, headed for the gap. Allen long run, can't get it. It falls in, it bounces to the wall. Rosario scores. Panik right behind him, heading to the plate. He scores standing up. Pete Alonso has a two-run double. His 96th and 97th runs batted in this year. And the Mets have opened it up. Four runs here in the seventh. They lead it 8-2. Since the year 2000, only four National League rookies have had more RBIs in a single season than Pete Alonso, who's up to 97 now, Chris Bryant and Troy Tulowitzki each had 99 in their rookie years, and the only ones to get above 100, Ryan Zimmerman with 110, and Albert Pujols, who set the record with 130 back in his rookie year of 2001. That's been it. And now for Pete Alonso, knocking on the door of the first Mets 100 RBI season since 2010. The incredible rookie year continues for Pete. 97 runs batted in. He made it 8-2 with that two-run double. Rajay Davis would add an RBI double in the bottom of the eighth to make it a 9-2 game. And the Mets got good stuff from their bullpen tonight. Mentioned Justin Wilson striking out both batters he faced with two on in the seventh. Luis Avila worked to 1-2-3 eighth. Paul Sewald allowed a man to reach in the ninth inning with a double, but struck out everybody else as the Mets win 9-2 against the Indians here tonight.